Chapter 2. Kelsey paced outside the principal's office like a caged animal. How much longer is she going to be? Are you people even allowed to do detentions on Saturdays?
It's not a detention, and she'll call you when she's ready.
Intervention, detention, same difference, shrugged Kelsey.
Take a seat, urged the secretary.
Kelsey examined the brochures on the mottled counter, then rearranged them face down.
Do you mind not doing that? Snapped the secretary.
I'm helping. No one wants to see that ugly bitch Lisa on the cover.
Lisa is my niece.
I can see the resemblance. Before the secretary could reprimand her, the principal's door opened. A stern voice summoned Kelsey in. She blew the secretary a kiss, then strode through, heading for the principal's vacant chair.
Don't even think about it, said the principal.
Kelsey rolled her eyes and slouched onto the adjacent couch, helping herself to an apple. Beyond the sealed office windows, a Zeppelin hovered above the playing fields. Figures were descending from ropes and winches, practicing a rescue drill.
Where are your ministry guardians? Said the principal.
Kelsey shrugged.
Probably in the bar, or a police cell. Dead if I'm lucky.
I rather wish they were here for this meeting.
And I rather wish that my real parents weren't meth heads, but there we go.
Is that true?
If you'd bothered to read my file, you'd know.
I confess, when you transferred here, I didn't have time to digest all the particulars of your,
The principal trailed off, blushing as she flicked through a dense binder.
My crappy life.
Your journey to us.
Look, you gonna keep pissing my Saturday up the wall, or can we get on with whatever this is?
The principal set the binder aside with a sigh. Folding her arms, she leaned forwards.
I'll keep this brief, then. You have ignored every warning, skipped detentions, fought and intimidated other pupils and parents, and rejected all our help. You've even shirked the remedial classes we put on for your benefit. Everyone appreciates you have difficulties at home, but we've reached a point where your behavior is impacting—
I thought you said brief,
interrupted Kelsey. The principal's face soured.
Miss Bailey, with regret, I am forced to expel you permanently. The ministry is being notified as we speak, and they will liaise with your guardians henceforth.
Good luck with that, snorted Kelsey. So what now? On to the next dump of a school?
Because this is your third expulsion, you are no longer eligible for mainstream education. You are being transferred to a residential correctional school. See it as an opportunity.
Kelsey glared at the woman.
Would you send your kids there?
The principal blushed.
My kids aren't a danger to society.
Kelsey balked.
Society's a danger to me!
The principal's door opened and the head of PE entered. A gray garment hung over his arm. The material looked thick and coarse, and buckles ran down one side. Kelsey's stomach churned as she realized what it was.
Don't be alarmed, Kelsey. This is perfectly routine.
If you comply, we'll keep the straps loose. The principal stood up and waved her broad-shouldered colleague through.
It's just a precaution until the ministry get here.
Kelsey sprang to her feet and backed away.
You can't do this to me,
she cried.
In a way, you've done this to yourself, sighed the principal.
Jaw clenched, the head of PE unfurled the straitjacket and approached Kelsey.
Leave me alone, I'm not crazy!
He lunged for her, but she spat in his face. The man recoiled, cursing, then whipped out a spit hood and dived towards her. Kelsey couldn't match his size and strength, but she was several decades nimbler. She leaped over the desk and grabbed every loose item within reach. Hurling the lot, she forced the pair to retreat. Within seconds, the despairing educators had fled to the front office as paperweights and textbooks crashed against the walls. Alone and panting, she searched for escape. The principal had locked the only door and was yelling through the keyhole.
Kelsey, we need you to put the jacket on. The ministry will be here any minute. We'll be in trouble if you've not followed regulations. They'll subdue you with force. You don't want that.
Kelsey's eyes moved to the ceiling tiles above her. Standing on the desk, she pulled herself into the dusty ventilation shaft. It was narrow and rusty, like much of the school. There was a glimmer of light several yards away. As she clambered through the vent, the metal groaned beneath her. Realizing what was happening, the principal rushed into the office.
Get outside! Don't let her leave!
But it was too late. Kelsey was gone, and running for her life.